Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Personalization. B2B marketing media outlets have been screaming about this for months now. And here's what they're not saying. Buyers' expectations around personalization have changed from differentiation to demand. In the good old days, we would stand out if we knew a lot about our buyer situation. Now, buyers expect us to know. And here's the biggest change. Decision makers want us to know about them without any effort on their part. They don't want those sales conversations that start with, okay, what's your biggest challenge? Or what's your biggest priority? What's keeping you up late at night? You know, they don't have time to educate us anymore. They expect us to know intimate details without telling us. Also known as mental telepathy. Oh, Lord. Here's another demand. Timing. Buyers want to see what we know about them before any exploratory conversation happens. They look for personalization in our marketing content to decide if they're going to reach out and talk to us. That's why personalization is expected beyond the sales process. Our content has to be targeted enough to influence their decision for initial consideration. Dang! And for bigger shops, the only solution they can think of is technology. For us smaller people, we can level the playing field with our networks. We can get the inside scoop from others more willing to interact with us. We can use what we learned working with others in similar situations. So don't look at all this media attention about personalization and roll our eyes. Expectations have changed here for one reason: bandwidth. Our buyers are overworked. They don't have time for long-winded conversations with vendors who can't cut it. And yet, working with us is still a high-risk decision. Bottom line, we have to put in the effort up front to convey that we know their world so intimately that our solutions will work for them. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.